This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
743, 17 till 8. Beautiful spring day ahead. Nice week, actually, until Saturday. Then we'll have to watch the weather with all the St. Patrick's Day parade activities going on. Clancy Dubose joins us now. A friend, WWL Louisiana political analyst, talk about the mayoral race coming up in New Orleans. How you doing, Clancy?
I'm well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. So are you enjoying your semi-retirement, I guess?
I am, very much.
Good for you. Let's talk about the mayor's race and... I was kidding around the other day saying it's not April Fool's Day. Tyrell Morris is really running for mayor because it seems like the kind of thing that would be an April Fool's joke. However, when it comes to New Orleans politics, who knows? Tell me who's in so far and your thoughts on how this is likely to shape up.
Well, you know, I don't like to make predictions, but I think the safest prediction is that we will see a large field. Whenever there's an open race for mayor, and by open I mean no incumbent running or eligible to run, which is the case this time because Mayor Cantrell is term limited. So we always see a large field. I would not be surprised to see double digits of candidates, not all of them major, mm-hmm. and certainly not all of them well-funded. But, you know, first out of the gate to announce was Helena Moreno. That was no surprise, and she's very well financed already and well known, and I suspect if a poll were taken today, she would be in first place. That's not a prediction. It's just the way things look right now. We all have to remember that a poll is just like a photograph. It's a snapshot in time. If I took a picture of you right now, it would show exactly what you look like. A week from now, you might be wearing something different. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be in a different location, so things would change. Same thing with polls. Tyrell Morris, as you mentioned, has announced. Arthur Hunter is expected to run. I think he did announce.
He did, yes.
So he's a former judge at Criminal District Court, a very highly respected judge. He does not have nearly the funds that on hand that Helena Moreno has, but there's plenty of time. You know, a serious African-American candidate in a city that is majority African-American is going to be taken very seriously. Waiting in the wings right now is council member from District E, Oliver Thomas, who is widely thought to be a candidate for mayor. He certainly has talked about it. He hasn't talked about it publicly, but in private conversations with potential donors and supporters, he has suggested very strongly, or even said that he wants to run or intends to run, but he has not yet announced. He does, you know, because he's well known, he can wait. He can, you know, this is obviously a very serious decision, especially at this point in his life. He is, I think, close to me in age. I'm 70. I don't think Oliver's 70 yet, but he's certainly in his mid to late 60s. And this is his last shot, let's say, if he's going to run for mayor. So he can afford to wait a little bit, but he can't afford to wait too long because, you know, as they say, the smart money, the people who tend to give to politicians running for an office like mayor. Like to see a little predictability, and you know, but Oliver's got options. He can run for re-election from District E. He can run at large. There's an open seat at large now with Moreno running for mayor. Joe Geruso from District A was expected to run for that, but he announced he's not running for anything. He's got a pair of beautiful young daughters who are about to go to college, and he's got to pay for that. So he's going to go back to work. He's going back to work in the private sector. And, you know, there are potentially other candidates who might run. Anyone from the legislative delegation, business community, civic leadership, and people that we don't even know. There are some perennial candidates like Nooney Man and others who might run. So, you know, we're going to wait and see how this field shapes up. Qualifying is, I believe, in July or August. I think it's August. The race, the primary is in October with a runoff if needed, and probably will be in November.
Yeah, I'm showing my age here, but who is the guy who would run and always say bring gorillas to Audubon Park? Who is that?
Oh, that was in the old days.
Rodney somebody?
Rodney Fertel.
That's who it was, yes, exactly. So look, when you talk about smart money, and when you talk about Helena Moreno being well-financed, who do you have to have in your corner if you want to be mayor of New Orleans?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Well, you have to have a lot of people. Mm-hmm. First of all, the voters. But if you're talking about strategy...
I'm talking about money.
Money?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are hundreds, if not several thousand people who would donate to campaigns. Mm-hmm. There's probably a couple of hundred who donate on a significant level. You know, lawyers, contractors, architects, engineers, you know, consultants, and just business people. You know, a lot of developers, a lot of people who either have to do business, want to do business with the city as vendors, or people who are regulated by the city or interface with the city. You know, they want to have access to a mayor. And there are people who are just civic-minded, people who just some people like, you know, was we in the game call it the game of politics. They just like doing it. They don't need anything. They don't want anything, but they have money, and they like to support people. And there are people who are civic-minded who have money and just want to help people they think are good people. So, you know, there are lots of reasons why people give.
I guess the way I should have asked it, Clancy, is there a group of king or queen makers that any candidate really has to court and have on their side?
There are people who think they're king makers, but I think in New Orleans, our politics are diverse enough. There is no one group. I mean, you want the business community with you, because mm-hmm. that's the driver of our economy, the hospitality industry, the people, Jay LaPere was a big businessman. He lives uptown. His business is just over the Parish Line in Jefferson. Latrim, an internationally known business. Look at the Business Council of New Orleans. That's an A-list of potential donors. And there are others as well. I don't mean to single out Mr. LaPere, but his name comes to mind because he and a few others played pretty significantly. Boise Bollinger is one who's known to give. People at that level, they give for a lot of reasons. LaPere and Bollinger don't really do business with the city, but they care about the city. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they give. And there are dozens of people like them. I use them just as exemplars of people who are, you know, very successful in business and who are active in civic life. You got to get a good pollster. You got to get a good researcher. You know, you got to put together a really A-list of advisors and consultants as well.
That's
just as important as getting the right amount of money.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Somebody jokingly texted in Scrim for mayor. I'll say this. He couldn't be any more absent than the current mayor is. When we come back, we'll talk about what it is that maybe the election could turn on, because the bar is very, very low when it comes to the incumbent mayor. What are the issues? What is it going to be that gets somebody elected in the city hall? 7:51, talking to Clancy Dubose about the mayoral election in Orleans Parish. 9 till 7, till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Clancy Dubose, our friend, WWL Louisiana political analyst, talking about the mayoral race for New Orleans. And Clancy, I think it's obvious that the bar is pretty low when it comes to the incumbent. And I'm just wondering, at the street level, what's going to get the next mayor elected? And is that consistent or inconsistent with moving the city forward?
I believe they're looking for someone. Every election is a unique event. Mm-hmm. But they all share a few things in common. And this election reminds me of the election at the tail end of Ray Nagin's tenure, when nothing was getting done, right? Mm-hmm. They wanted somebody who was competent, someone who knew how to be mayor, who was going to restore basic city services. And in fact, so you said the bar is low. I would disagree. I think the bar is higher than normal, because we really need something. The city is at a tipping point. Mm-hmm. We have to get basic services restored. In fact, there's a coalition called the City Services Coalition. It's nonpartisan, broad-based, did a deep dive among voters with polling, with research, with focus groups. And they went out and they asked citizens, thousands of citizens, what do you want? What is the most important thing to you? What's your biggest problem with New Orleans? And, you know, what do you love about the city? And they identified five areas: infrastructure, crime, trash pickup. I don't have them all. I'm committed to memory. But you can go online. I think it's called cityservicescoalition.org. And I think there's an article in today's paper. If not, I know it's in NOLA.com. Mm-hmm. This group is very serious. They hired Ron Fauché as their pollster. It's got people like Press Kabakoff and Assessor Errol Williams. And they're talking about restructuring city government, not in a radical way, keeping the mayor council form, but giving the CAO, the chief administrative officer, who was envisioned in our original 54 charter as a strong manager of the city, but it hasn't worked out that way. So they're going to strengthen and add more transparency and add more accountability, which is the real missing ingredient. So they want a mayor who's going to be transparent, accountable, and who's willing to try things differently, but who's also competent, who we look for a mayor who's kind of Superman, a Superwoman, mm-hmm. or Wonder Woman, and there is no such person. A good mayor, and I think Mitch Landrieu and Mark Morial were good mayors, as was Dutch and Moon and Sidney. They surround themselves with good people who know how to get things done. And the mayor just sort of oversees them and looks at his or her team to get things done. And that's what's missing right now. So they put a blueprint out there, and they're asking candidates for mayor and the council to commit to something like this. It's going to require charter changes. It's going to require changes in the city and state law. They're talking about potentially bringing the Sewage and Water Board in as a city department, changing some of the civil service rules. I mean, they really need to have accountability, and it has to start with...
Thank you, Clancy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.